through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature, and thus one is conditioned by material existence. Like a dreaming state in which one falsely suffers, material existence, which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. The unwanted condition of temporary life is called ignorance. One can very easily understand that the mental body is temporary, for it is generated at a certain date and ends at a certain date, after undergoing the six kinds of change, namely birth, death, growth, maintenance, transformation, and dwindling. This condition of the eternal soul is due to his ignorance. And although it is temporary, it is unwanted. Because of ignorance, one is put into temporary bodies, one after another. The spirit soul, however, doesn't need to enter such temporary bodies. He does so only due to his ignorance or his forgetfulness of Krishna. Therefore, in the human form of life, when one's intelligence is developed, one should change his consciousness by trying to understand Krishna. Then one can be liberated. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, text 9, where the Lord says, janma karma chame divyam evam jo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mangeti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, after leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Unless one understands Krishna and comes to Krishna consciousness, one must continue in material bondage. To end this conditional life, one must surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, that is demanded by the Supreme Lord, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. As advised by Maharaj and Sabdev, na sadhu manni atman ayam asannapi klesada asadeha. One must be intelligent enough to understand that although one's body is temporary and will not endeavor for long as one has a body, he must undergo the pangs of material existence. Therefore, if by good association, by the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master, one takes to Krishna consciousness, its conditional life of material existence is vanquished. And his original consciousness, known as Krishna consciousness, is revived. When one is Krishna conscious, he can realize that material existence, whether one is awake or dreaming, is nothing but a dream and has no factual value. This realization is possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord. This grace is also present in the form of the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is for everyone to engage in welfare activities, to awaken the foolish living entity, especially in human society, so that he may come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and benefit by liberation from conditional life. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya cites the following verses. Dukkharupo yi sansaro buddhipurvam avapyate jatha sopne sirascedam soyam krutvātmanam vaśaḥ tato dukkhaṁ avāpyeta tathā jāgarito apitu janannapi ātmanam dukkhaṁ avasastu pravartate. One must realize that the material condition of life is full of distresses. One can realize this with purified intelligence. When one's intelligence is purified, he can understand that unwanted temporary material life is just like a dream. Just as one suffers pain when his head is cut off in a dream, in ignorance, one suffers not only while dreaming, but also while awake. Without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one continues in ignorance and is thus subjected to material distresses in various ways. One suffers from modes of material nature. One is subjected to the modes of material nature. Why? Why he suffers? Why subjected to the modes of material nature? What's its reason?
He has forgotten Krishna.
Huh?
Because he has forgotten Krishna.
He has forgotten Krishna. Why? Why has he forgotten Krishna? Because his intelligence is polluted. You understand? Due to his polluted intelligence, he has forgotten Krishna. And therefore he is subjected to modes of material nature. You understand? Huh? Bond karo to talk to you. Chhad nahi badi. Huh? This we say, Indrabhya paramana manasata para buddhi. Ja buddhi tu parata saha. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says. You understand this? Thus from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Indrabhya param mana, manasata para buddhi, ja buddhe tu parata saha. Mind is superior to the senses. And intelligence is superior to the mind. And who is superior to intelligence? Atma. Ja buddhe tu parata saha. You understand? So, what are you? Are you senses or mind or intelligence or soul? What are you?
I am soul.
You are soul. Then, the senses and mind and intelligence are subordinate to you. Isn't it? You are superior to all these. Isn't it? So they are subordinate to you. They are not your masters. Are they?
No.
You are the master. Isn't it? You are the master of the senses, mind, and also intelligence. Isn't it? Then question arises. When you are the master of the intelligence which is superior to mind, the mind which is superior to senses, why that intelligence is polluted? Who is responsible for it?
Myself.
Yourself is responsible for it. Isn't it? You know it?
Unless Krishna says you can understand.
Huh?
Unless spiritual master says, I can understand.
Yo, that's a fact. You don't understand it, you don't know it, unless you are fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master and be instructed by him. Isn't it? Then you can understand. Otherwise you don't understand it. And You are responsible for this, for the pollution of your intelligence, for the forgetfulness of Krishna, and suffering in this material existence. Isn't it? And this material existence or material life is, here Prahlad Maharaj says, is like a dream. You understand? Is like a dream. It's like a dreaming state. Is dreaming state factual? No. It's a dreaming state, isn't it? While you are asleep, while you fall asleep, in deep sleep state, in previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj has said three states. But what are those?
Awakening state.
Dreaming state.
And deep sleep
state. Deep sleep state. Jagratavastha, Supnavastha and Susupti Nidravastha. Awakening state, dreaming state and deep sleep state. So that dreaming state or dream, you see, or you see that your head is cut off. As Madhvacharya has cited verses, Srila Prabhupada, our beloved spiritual master, also quoted the verses in his purport. You understand? Then you cry, oh, my head is cut off. You suffer, isn't it? And dream when you see that you have become the king of heaven. You are very happy and enjoy. And you see you are dancing with the angels of the dancing girls in heaven by Guru Bhashi Menaka. Isn't it in dream? When dream vanished and you are awake, but oh, I am sleeping here. Isn't it? I am in my court sleeping. Where? I see that I have become Indra, the king of heaven, and was dancing with the dancing girls of heaven. Oh, where is it? Is it nothing? But this dream is false, isn't it? Similarly, this material existence, in which you suffer, also in which you get some pleasure, sukha-dukha, some material pleasure, which the consequence of which is suffering, samsparsha, bhoga. Jai samsparsha bhoga. Dukha janaya. Jai samsparsha bhoga. Dukha janaya. Evati. Adyanta banta kauntaya na te suramate buddha. Bhagavad Gita says. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, O kauntaya, son of Kunti, na te suramate buddha. One is a Buddha, one is a wise man, one who is an intelligent man, intelligent person. He will not be interested with this material life. You understand? Because the consequence of this existence of material life is dukkha, is distress, misery. You understand? Dukkha-jona-yayi-vati. Jaisa-sparsa-bhoga. Dukkha-jona-yayi-vati. The metal nature is very, very enchanting. Prakriti-mohini-sritha. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Prakrutiṁ moyanīṁ śrīdhā. Prakriti means material nature. Moyanīṁ enchanting. You nori, come to my life, come to my life. You see, assumes the form of a beautiful maiden with a nice flower garland in her hand, inviting you, nori, come, come, come. I will put on this nice garland around your neck and you'll enjoy me, enjoy me. You understand? This is the enchantment of Maya, of this material nature. You understand? This enchantment. Our beloved spiritual master Srila Prabhupada has given very nice illustrations in Gita book. Have you seen? The spiritual master, there are so many states leading to Krishna. The all-beautiful Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. You understand? The spiritual master is directing towards Krishna. Calling conditioned soul or lifting conditioned soul from this deep, dark well of material existence. You understand? Leading up to Krishna, please. So beautiful Krishna. You are His. You understand? You are His. You are eternal part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is your Supreme Father. You are His son, child. Please come to Him. He's all blissful, all pleasure. He's Sajidananda Vigraha. He's eternal. Is full of knowledge and blissful, full of pleasure. No question of distress or misery is there. You understand? You please come. The conditioned soul, by the instruction of sadhu or guru, looks at Krishna. Then, backside, Maya is there, who is enchanting, with nice flower, garland, a very beautiful maiden, you understand, young girl. Oh, please look at me. Come, come, come. The conditioned soul is looking at her, again looking at her. But to go, where to go? To go there or go there? Isn't it? Are you in such a state? When the spiritual master directing towards Krishna, looking at Krishna in Maya. Nice flower, come to my lap, come to my lap. So you are looking at Krishna, again looking. You can't decide where to go. If you have purified intelligence by the grace of Supreme Personality Godhead, by the grace of spiritual master, so kicking Maya, get out here. I will go there. Isn't it? Then you can kick Maya. Mami bhaje prabhudyante Maya me tantarunti. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the master of Maya. He is Mayadhisa. You understand? But what are you? You are Maya Bosho. He is Mayadhisa. You are Maya Bosho. Jive Krishna Bheda. This difference between Krishna and living in. You understand? You can't understand. You understand? No?
When you speak.
I speak this thing. Jiva Krishna Bheda. This is distinction between Jiva, living entity, and Krishna. Jiva is Krishna Vasa, whereas Maya is Maya. Krishna is Maya Disa. You understand? The living entity is subjected to Maya, whereas Krishna is the master of Maya. This is the distinction between Jiva and Krishna, living entity and Krishna. Krishna Vasa, Maya Vasa, Maya Dhisa. You understand? You should know these words. Maya Vasa, Maya Dhisa. Jive Krishna Veda. You understand? But your conceptual position is that you are eternal part and parcel of Krishna. You are eternal servitor of Krishna. Jiver swarup hoy Krishner nitya das. Isn't it? You are eternal servitor of Krishna. But due to your polluted intelligence, you have forgotten this thing. And you are subjected to the modes of material nature, Maya. You are captured by Maya. And are suffering in this material existence, the threefold material miseries. Isn't it? So, you should, if you are intelligent person, Brahmanda Bhramite Kon, Bhagyavan Jivo, Guru Krishna Krupate Pai, Bhakti Lata Bija. You understand? Here it is stated, Bhagyavan Jivo. Bhagyavan means fortunate, in English we say. Brahmanda Bhramite undergoing so many species of life in so many planetary systems, in so many universes, isn't it? The living entity is moving, wandering in so many universes, undergoing so many species of life. This is all material existence. But if one is bhagyavan, that means one is fortunate enough, Guru Krishna Krupate Pai, Bhakti Lata Bija. You understand? One is bhagyavan, one is fortunate. Mahajana says so, Acharya says so, Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva. Guru Krishna Krupate Pai, Bhakti Lata Bija. If he is fortunate enough, so he'll come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Guru Krupa and Krishna Krupa. Guru Krishna Krupate Pai, Bhakti Lata Bija. Guru Krupa, Krupa means mercy. Spiritual master's mercy. And Krishna Krupa, Krishna's mercy. Guru Krishna Krupa. You understand? Getting Guru Krupa and Krishna Krupa, mercy of spiritual master and mercy of Krishna, he comes to this path of devotion. Bhakti Lata Bija. You understand? What do you know that Guru Krupa and Krishna Krupa? What do you know by this? Do you understand anything?
By surrounding.
Yes?
Oneself. By surrendering oneself.
Yeah.
By surrendering oneself to the Lord feet of spiritual master.
That is what? Guru Krupa or Krishna Krupa? Two Krupas, two mercies. Guru Krupa and Krishna Krupa. Mercy of spiritual master, this is number one. Then mercy of Krishna, Krishna Krupa, number two. What do you mean by this, mercy of Krishna and mercy of Guru?
Krishna help you to meet bona fide spiritual master. Krishna,
yes,
helps a wandering divine soul to meet a bona fide spiritual master.
Yes.
This is Krishna's mercy.
This is Krishna Krupa.
And by the mercy of guru,
yes,
the master,
yes,
the living entity can know Krishna, can understand, can become purified and understand the relationship with Krishna.
So which is required? Krishna Krupa required or only Guru Krupa required?
Both.
Both are required. Which comes first? If the question of two are there, one may be coming first and other may be later. Isn't it?
Guru is comes first.
Guru comes first. Is it true?
No, Krishna first.
You are speaking both.
Something difficult.
You are speaking both. Guy passes, a guru comes past, then is then a Krishna comes past. Which is correct?
No, Krishna. Because Krishna helped you to meet Guru. It's one first spiritual master.
Krishna Krupa is fasting. Then by getting Krishna Krupa, then you can meet Guru. Then you'll get Guru Krupa, then you can approach Krishna. You cannot have direct approach to Krishna. Huh? Then question arises. Who gets Krishna Krupa? Can all get? Are all getting? No. Then who gets?
One who is fortunate enough.
Fortunate? What do you mean by that? Fortune? Good fortune? What do you mean? We say it. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon. Bhagyavan Jiva. Guru Krishna Krupate Pai. Bhakti Lata Bija. Isn't it? We say it. But what do you mean by that? Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva. Bhagyavan means fortunate. Huh? What is that good fortune? Huh?
It's due on some previous Sukriti. Some previous Sukriti.
Sukriti, yes. Yes, yes, tell me. Tell me. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, Bhakti Sukriti, Jnana Sukriti.
Three types of Sukritis are there. Karma-mukhi Sukriti, Jnana-mukhi Sukriti, and Bhakti-mukhi Sukriti. Three types of Sukritis are there. You know it, isn't it? What is the result of Karma-mukhi Sukriti?
Karma Sukriti is to elevate one to heavenly planets.
Yes. Thereby he is elevated to heavenly planets and enjoy. It's much enjoyment. It's the result of Karma-mukhi Sukriti. Then Jnana-mukhi Sukriti. Huh?
Jnana-sukriti is for one, makes one merge to the region of Brahma-jyoti.
Yes. That's the result of Jnana-mukhi Sukriti. It goes up to Brahma-jyoti. Impersonal Brahman effulgence. That's the result. Then, at the result of Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti?
Then one meets a bona fide spiritual master and surrenders himself.
Yes. That's the result of Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti, that he comes to the path of devotional service. You understand? He associates with sadhus, sadhu sangha. You understand? That's the result of the Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti. That one gets the association of sadhus. Jar phale jiva sadhu sangha pai. Then by association of sadhus, he can understand who am I? What is my constitutional position? What is my supreme destination? And how can I achieve it? All these things he can understand. You understand? This is a famous verse. Brahmanda Bhamite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. You understand? Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj very often speaks this verse, quotes this verse. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata. Very often he quotes this verse. Why? Do you know why he quotes this verse very often? Do you know it? You don't know? You know? Huh? Yes, tell me.
Without the mercy of Krishna, you can't get Guru. Without the mercy of Guru, then it's
not. No, thereby he teaches this conditioned soul, the wandering soul, this material existence, that you become fortunate, Bhagyavan. You are unfortunate now, isn't it? Are you fortunate or unfortunate? No?
Unfortunate.
Yeah, fortunate. Unfortunate. I am unfortunate. You are fortunate. So give some of your fortune to me. No worry. The wandering soul, the wandering living entity is very unfortunate. Huh? So he will be fortunate, or his good fortune will rise at that time, when he will get Krishna Prasad and Guru Prasad and come to this path of devotional service. Do you understand? Where are you now? In this material world or spiritual world? Yes? Where are you now?
Going to the spiritual world.
That's not my question. My question is where are you now? That is your present condition, your present existence. Are you in this material world or in the spiritual world?
No, I'm in material world.
In material world, isn't it? Conditioned soul means he is in material world. Huh? And that conditioned soul thinks that I am the inhabitant of this place, material world. Is it true?
No.
Not. We are not inhabitant of this material world. Because we are spirit souls. Sochida Anando Moy. You understand? So, we have to stay in this spiritual existence. Sachidānandamaya dhāma. You understand? But by misfortune, we are here, which is not our place. Isn't it? This is our misfortune. Isn't it? Didn't you say yes?
Yes,
yes. Why don't you say so? Yes! And why does it happen? Why does it happen? Why that jiva, living entity, is put here in this material existence and suffering? Why?
Because intelligence is polluted.
Because intelligence is polluted. How is it polluted?
Material contamination. Biomaterial.
By abusing his minute intelligence. Yesterday we are talking that, saying that, isn't it? By the abuse of minute intelligence, the jiva has. You understand? Krishna is supremely independent, and you, jiva, being his eternal part and parcel, you are endowed with minute independence, isn't it? Because is Vibhu, you are Anu, atomic. It's very great and you are atomic, minute. Therefore, you have minute independence. Huh? Independence means you have given freedom. You may act as you like, isn't it? Karunaya Dattam, we say. Out of mercy, Krishna has granted you this independence. This Krishna's mercy. If he wouldn't have granted this, what will be our fate? If Krishna will not be merciful and would not have granted this independence to us, then what would have been our fate? Tell me. You don't know? Huh? You know?
We know ability to love Krishna.
No, we cannot be saved as jiva, animate objects. We may be this inanimate objects. Because this is an inanimate object. It has no independence as he, as it. No? But we have independence. If we desire, or if you desire, you can go from this place to that place. But this cannot. This is due to independence. This is the difference between animate object and inanimate object. You understand? I had already told these things. You are forgetting. You don't know? You are such a rascal, foolish. You are taping all this, are not hearing all these things.
So many tips.
You should hear. And you should understand it clearly, and you should realize it. Don't forget. You understand? So, we are fortunate that Krishna, out of God's less mercy, granted this independence. Therefore, we are called jivas, living entities, not non-living, animate objects. You understand? So, this independence is most valuable. When you, and this, there are two types of using it. How you can use it, that is up to you. You may make its proper use, or you may abuse it. Isn't it? That is up to you. And Krishna watches this thing. Yes, I have given him this independence. Independence, now in what? How is it? Jiva, living entities, using it. Is it making its proper use or abusing? What is the proper use and abuse? What is the abusing of the independence? You know? Yes, tell me.
The proper use of independence is to become Krishna conscious.
Yes.
And the appropriate use is to forget Krishna and try to
enjoy a lot it over this material nature and be master of Maya. Isn't it? That is the abuse of independence. Isn't it? As I was telling, by the direction, by the instruction of spiritual master, the human being is looking at Guru, I am Sri Krishna, then backward towards Maya. That's why it is his independence. Whether he may accept Krishna or Maya. You understand? So, he is fortunate person, he is considered fortunate one who kicks Maya and goes to Krishna and takes to this instruction of spiritual master very seriously. And comes to the path of devotion. Brahmanda Bhamite Kun Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhaktirata Dija. You understand? First thing is Krishna Krupa. Second, next thing is Guru Krupa. Because you cannot have this direct approach to Krishna. But if you are intelligent, if of that what you said, if of some Ajnata Sikriti, past Sikriti, Bhakti, Mukhi Sikriti, So by the result, by the consequence of that Sikriti, you will meet, you will associate with sadhus. That's the result of the bhakti mukhi, bhakti mukhi sukriti. You understand? And if you are very eager, how? I now, by the association of sadhu, I can understand that I am spirit soul, I am eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isn't it? How can I approach Him, get Him? You are very eager and you are crying for it. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusha chintaya. Srimad Mahaprabhu says this. This is crying. This is praying with folded hands out from the core of your heart. Krishna, ainanda tanuja. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Kinkaram, I am your servant, kinkara means servant, eternal servant. Patitamma visame bhavam budho. That is my misfortune, that I have been put here in this dreadful material ocean existence, wherein I am suffering from this threefold material miseries. You understand? Patitamma visame bhavam budho. Krupaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrusha vichintaya. O Krishna, please, shower mercy on me. Just pick me up from this dreadful material ocean and just think of me, just a speck of dust at your lotus feet. You understand? When you pray like that, when you are very eager, when you cry for this, then you get Krishna Kripa. This is Krishna Kripa. You understand? Oh, now he is crying for me. Krishna thinks. Basically, he is inside your heart as Paramatma, Super Soul. Oh, he is very eager now to get me, to approach me, and he is crying for me. So he shows his mercy. Then you meet Guru, bona fide spiritual master. Tad-vidhi-pranipātena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshanti se jñānam jñānina tattva-darshina. That Bhagavad Gita teaches. Then you meet. Tad-vijñānārtham sa-guruṁ evāvigacchat samitvāni sutryam brahmanishtham. Upanishad says the same thing. When you are very eager to know this science, vijñāna, then you approach a bona fide spiritual master who is sutriya brahmanishtha, who comes in this hearing process, srauta parampurjya, disciplic succession, bona fide disciplic succession, one who has heard from his spiritual master. You understand? This is hearing process. That is srauta parampurjya. You understand? This is descending process, it's not ascending process. The mayavadis, the jnanis, they adopt this process, ascending process. You understand? But we, the devotees, bhaktas, vaisnavas, we adopt this process, descending process. Isn't it? There's two processes, inductive, deductive, logic. Are you a student of logic? No? Those who are students of logic, they know inductive logic and deductive logic. There's ascending and descending process. The same thing. You understand? So then you surrender yourself at the lotus feet of Guru, the spiritual master, who is the representative of Krishna. Serve him, please him, then inquire. Tattva jignasa. Then out of mercy, Guru is pleased to give you this, impart this knowledge. This is Guru Kripa. You understand? Thereby, you can approach now by the help of Guru to the lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? Now your intelligence will be purified. That impurity gone. You understand? By mercy of Guru, the intelligence will be purified. The Krishna gives that purified intelligence. 예상 섣다 죽다 하는 바도담 그리디포드바금 다다미 부디조금 동지에나 망보잔디데 because by dint of purified intelligence you can approach it, not by impure intelligence.